You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter Bill Latson. Bill, the big news around the Nats, as it has been a lot of the year, honestly, is Steven Strasburg's situation. How long is Strasburg expected to be out?
Well, hopefully it'll be just 15 days. He has the neck problems. Matt Williams called it neck muscle tightness. So hopefully it'll be just maybe a star or two, and he should be back in form, hopefully, and they just take it from there.
How long was this bothering him before he shut it down?
It was the day he got hurt. It was that Friday against Cincinnati. He was fine the first inning, then he started sitting down to rest, and then all of a sudden his neck started hurting him, and he had to be out of the game almost immediately. So it was sad to see Matthew, to tell you the truth, because I think that Strasburg has worked hard this year, and it's too bad he's having all these injuries this year.
So they don't believe this is in any way something that had been going on, any kind of partial explanation for all his struggles this season?
The answer is no. I mean, it's not an arm injury. It's not mechanical or anything. I mean, for a while they thought it was mechanical, but now everyone is saying he's injury-free. I mean, as you know, Matthew, we spoke to Mike Rizzo before he pitched on Friday. He said he's healthy. So, you know, we have to go by what they say.
It is kind of strange because it's the second time he's had something of a muscular issue this year. The other one didn't rise to quite this level, but is there any connection at all? Is there any reason to think, even if they're not connected, that the same thing might be causing these things to happen? Because it is weird that you would have two of these things in a relatively short stretch for an athlete who's obviously in peak condition overall.
Correct. I really don't know, Matthew. To tell you the truth, every time we talk to Mike Rizzo, Matt Williams, you know, they say that he's 100% healthy. So I can only go by what they say. When you talk to Strasburg, he says he's healthy. You know, there's nothing wrong with his arm. And it's kind of – he has weird injuries, and apparently he's okay in the grand scheme of things.
Will they do anything different when he comes back? Will there be anything about how he's handled, his between starts routine, anything like that, to sort of increase prevention? Or is it just to figure, hey, things happen and this guy's going to do what he's always done?
No, nothing will change. Everything's going to be, you know, the regular routine. That's the way it is. As long as he has his mechanics in order, because that was a problem early in the year, as long as he has that in order, he'll be okay.
Is Doug Fister getting closer to a return?
So they say. I mean, he's having bullpen sessions, and he's pitching on the mound. But, you know, he's going to have a rehab assignment before he comes back because he's been out too long. So hopefully he'll be back real soon.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, he's at the point where they probably wouldn't just plug him back in. You're probably talking even once he starts facing hitters another week or two after that, right?
Right, correct. He's going to have to go to a rehab assignment, be there for at least two starts at least, and he should be back in the rotation in no time.
So between him having, again, at least a couple of rehab starts, is that mean probably Tanner Roark has at least another couple of starts and they kind of figure out the fifth behind him?
Yes, he'll be in the rotation until we say further notice, and then you know, once everyone is healthy again, he'll be back in the bullpen. And believe it or not, they miss Tanner Roark in the bullpen right now.
Has anything changed about his situation? Has he established himself any further? I guess it's just not really an option when they got five starters. Is it as black and white as once everybody's healthy, Roark is back in the bullpen?
It is black and white. The thing about him is his attitude. He doesn't mold. He loves what he does. And, you know, he's gone back to the bullpen in several roles. He'll be a long reliever. He'll be a short reliever. He could be any of those guys once he comes back.
As effective overall as he has been, it's very strange how few guys he's striking out. I mean, I know he's never been, you know, an overwhelming 200 strikeout kind of guy, but he's not striking anybody out. Is there a cause for that? Is there a reason for that? What's going on with this guy striking out basically three batters per nine innings?
Yes, correct. You know what? It's not injuries or anything like that. It's about location. And he's always been a location-type guy, so I don't think the Nationals or anyone else are showing concern. You know, he's arguably, after Scherzer, he's one of their best pitchers this season, so there's nothing to be concerned of there. He's really good hurler.
What do you expect to see from Taylor Jordan this time around in the rotation, even if it's not long, even if it's just one or two starts? What do you expect to see from him?
A guy who throws junk, and you know he's gonna probably go five innings, give up a couple of runs, and it's about control with this guy. So hopefully, he can help the Nationals win a game here because they need it, and it's a wait and see with him.
How close is Anthony Rendon to being back in Major League games?
You hope with by next week because. Escobar has had a great year at third, and that's the way it is right now. I mean, he hasn't hit the ball well. I consider that rust, obviously. But Rendon will be okay. He's one of their better hitters that they have on the team.
Will he be handled pretty gently to start? Would it fair to guess he probably wouldn't, start five or six or seven games in a row right off the bat, and he might get some maintenance days here and there?
Well, I can see Matt Williams treating him the way he treated Denard Span in particular. I can see him playing three games in a row, getting a day off, then playing again. And, yes, he's going to treat him gently. There's no question about it because he's coming off a serious injury.
It seemed last year like Rendon had finally shed that injury-prone label that had really stuck with him for a long time. Is he with the sort of – again, not just one thing, but a couple things that he's dealt with this year. Is he in a position where the club basically knows going forward they've just kind of got to account for the fact that he may miss some time on a fairly regular basis? And I don't mean just this year. I mean in the long term. Is he a guy that they kind of maybe feel like they have to bake in a certain amount of time this per year because he just had trouble staying healthy?
I don't think so, Matthew. I think this is a one-year thing. Because the previous 2 years he's been healthy. So I think they're going to, right now, bypass this and then look at him as a guy who's going to be healthy for the rest of the time. But I know when he first started, when he first started with this team, especially after college, he was, he had problems staying healthy. So I think being healthy the last 2 years will give him time to show the Nationals that he's really a healthy guy.
And then one other thing, can you give us an update on Denard Span? What exactly is his health situation right now?
Well, he has a sore knee right now that he hurt in Chicago, and it got worse in Cincinnati. And he should be available today, hopefully. I don't know what the lineup is now, but hopefully he'll be in that lineup today.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.